This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KD2GDQ. How are you this wet morning?
As usual, I don't so much mind the wet on a day where I'm heading to work. So long as they're not downpours, that'll soak me before I get into the building, I can handle it. Yeah, speaking of the rainy morning, did you see we have some threat of tornadoes here again in western New York? I think it was more Niagara County way. We were actually heading out yesterday, and we're cruising up the 290, and we're like, wow, check out those clouds. And then later on, we had seen the reports. So, yeah, that was pretty awesome.
I didn't hear anything about the tornadoes, but I did hear that up in Niagara County, a couple places got quite a bit of rain from what I'm hearing.
We really lucked out in our travels. But yeah, we were heading up towards Tonawanda Way, and is it Kenmore? Hey, Tonawanda? Either way. Yeah, we were rolling through some areas that were pretty wet. Obviously something had just come through, but anytime we had it, it was pretty mild. It was pretty mild. Yeah, it was nice. All in all, it was a pretty productive weekend. How was the rest of your weekend?
I had to think for a minute. Saturday was kind of a rest day because we had the grandkids all day Friday. I was just a little out of sorts, just tired, sore. Yesterday was pretty good. Got some trapped in, got a window of opportunity between the raindrops, and did a bunch of little things, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I did get a new hot end for my printer on and up and running. Now that I know that I've got a good hot end, I'm working on getting rid of my strings.
You figured out how to do the retraction test for retraction speed and retraction distance?
Yeah, I found those settings in Cura. Now I'm just trying to figure out how much, how fast. My temperature might be a little warm. I think I'm going to... the spool I have on there now, I'm going to have to take it off and put it in a desiccant and hopefully get that dried out, because when I put the new head on and did my filament in, I could definitely see some steam coming off of it. So I don't know if that's what's causing my stringing or not.
It could. I know you definitely will get like little pops, you know how you have, like, pilling on worn sheets? I think you end up seeing things like that. But you could definitely get stringing anytime you have extruded material that shouldn't be there. I guess all bets are off on what it's going to do with it. But I would imagine that it would more, like, pill up from the popping moisture and make little imperfections in the surface. But... yeah, you mentioned temperature, so actually that's three tests. So that's a temp tower, retraction distance, and retraction speed. So those are the three you'd probably want to do for that filament.
I did see the temp tower one, and I did watch a video on it, and they were adding a script into Cura, obviously, to change the temperature. A little hesitant about that just yet. I'll have to look at that maybe today. But I definitely found out the reason why I was getting those dark black boogers in my prints.
Those are the, I think we're probably thinking the same thing. I think those are the little pilly things that we're envisioning. So... that's cool that you're making some progress. Cool that you swapped out the hot end. hopefully it wasn't too painful to replace, and you ended up figuring out how to disconnect the power cables for that, and but it sounds like you're past that, however much of a headache it was.
Yeah, well, I ended up actually taking the PCB board, well, PCB is a double, the PCB off of the head. That actually helped me get the power was easy. It was I think it was more like the thermocouple that's in there to get that off from the board. Once I did that, everything went back together really well. I'll send you a picture, but on the old hot end, you can see where I must not, when I cleaned the nozzle, I must not have gotten it up in far enough, and it was oozing out from around it. I'm going to try and rebuild it, but that plastic is really hard, and I can't get the nozzle to break free, so it'll be interesting.
Getting that off, especially if you're doing this cold. If it's cold, it's like some amazing Loctite. I know a lot of times dealing with that stuff, if you're trying to save it, you have to do it hot. And you're taking out the thermocouple hot, you're disconnecting the hot end off of the end that's hot, and you'll want to put down something that's going to, obviously protect the hotbed, but anything that's dropping that's hot, you know, and you're going to want to use either tools or gloves, and it can be a challenge sometimes. But yeah, if you get it squeezing out where it doesn't belong, that can be quite a pain. If the hot ends are cheap enough, having a spare on hand is not a horrible idea. But once you get it up and running, it should work for a while with no issues. Have you printed since you've changed that? And I ask that because there's a very good chance, almost 100%, that you'll need to update your Z offset.
I did do I think you might be right. I would have to do a Z offset. I did do an auto level. I did do a print. It was a string test, one of those models that you use to check for stringing. And it printed okay. But I think you're right. I think the Z offset might be that I need to adjust, and that's something I'll look into today.
Actually, that has me thinking. With that machine, when it does its auto-leveling, does it touch down with a touchdown sensor, or does it touch down with the nozzle?
It touches down with a nozzle.
Okay, then you should not need to adjust your Z offset then. I wasn't sure what that model did. If it touches down with your nozzle, then your Z offset should still work from before, so long as you liked it. You'll probably never need to change that. If you touched on with an offset sensor, then you would need to correct for that the offset. So actually, I think your self-calibration probably took care of all that for you. So that's awesome. This is K2PCB.
Well, on some other good news, I did get my RG213 cable in the other day. It's a lot thicker than I anticipated, so I'm going to have to buy, I should have checked the dimensions, I don't know why I didn't. I'm going to have to buy some new connectors, because the connectors I have now will not fit over that cable. Now I'm going to make sure that my crimpers can crimp it too. This is KE2GEQ.
Yes. They do also make some styles that are not just basic crimp, but there's some, they crimp through the threading action of the connector, and then there's the full solder ones. I've always been a fan of the full solder ones. Yeah, but there's some options out there. And, yeah, I guess whatever you're most comfortable with. I was thinking about your entry point. You know, if you're surprised that it's that much thicker, yeah, you might have to drill a larger access hole for where that goes in.
Most definitely. That I'm not too concerned with, because I'll run it. I'll feed it through then and put the connectors on after it's fed through the different openings, and that won't be an issue. I've wanted to get the radio. I guess I could still do it. It's just not key up. Just turn the thing on. I'm hooking up to this power supply that this radio is hooked up to, because it's got the power poles. Hook it up to this and just start running through the menu, and to understand how to use it.
So long as you're not transmitting, you can do anything you want with it. And even though the reception might suck, if you will, there's no reason you couldn't take your 2-meter antenna and hook it up to that. Leave the microphone disconnected, so there's no way that you are you're going to key up. And yeah, tune around and listen. You can, yeah, you might even want to make a Y connector with power poles for that radio, so you can have them both on at the same time. So long as you're not transmitting at the same time, your supply should definitely be able to support that.
Yeah, thanks for that. That's a good idea. This radio is hooked to the back terminals, and then this power supply has power poles in front. I could definitely do that. I do have to do some rearranging on this whole thing anyway, so that's probably one of those things. I just gotta do it. You know what I mean?
And if you're anything like me, and Lynn yells at me for it all the time. In fact, Lynn said something just recently, because they said, I wanted to, it was the one POTA setup that I had that I wasn't liking how the tuner was working, and I said I wanted to bring it inside, you know, bring it into the shop and work on it. And she's like, you're never happy. No matter what you do, even if it is working, you've got to take it apart and change it. And she's right on that. I'm always tweaking things a little bit to make myself happy, or try out different configurations. It's very true. Wow, it's 6:43. This is K2PCB again.
Yeah, I think that's an engineering mind to tinker, make it a little bit better, understand why it is what it is, why it works the way it does. Yeah, I do that too on a lot of things. Some things not, but most things I do.
I'm glad that you're making some progress there. I'll have fun with that coax, see if it makes a difference. Get some signal strengths from a few different repeaters in the area, and see what you can key up, maybe what's on the fringe. And then see if when you put that new coax in, that makes an improvement. And and sounds like you're studying for the extra too, so that's awesome. All right, I'm going to make this my final. I'll listen out and then pass the microphone along to, I assume, Ross, if he's on his way in today. This is K2PCB, 73s.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. You have a great day, 73s to you, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Is KC2PET out there today?
Why, yes, he is, KD2GDQ. KC2PET, good morning, Brad. And good morning, Travis, on your way in. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Ross. How was your weekend?
Well, it wasn't too bad. I didn't do too much this weekend. I did a few things with the kids. I really didn't do too much. We had a lot of calls over Saturday and Sunday. We had two pretty good accidents, a lot of first aid calls. So it was like a fire department weekend, I guess I'll call it.
Well, it's unfortunate that there was accidents. That's too bad. It kept you busy. I hope there wasn't serious injuries. Always with accidents, there's always tend to be some sort of injuries, but hopefully nothing too serious.
No, these were, I don't think there's actually a good accident, but these were, one was just a kind of little bump, and they just want to be checked out. They even set off the airbags, so that one was fine. The other one was alcohol-induced. Guy then decided to turn the wheel when the road went to the left, so he went straight and off into the woods.
Oh, boy. That'll happen. Did you hear that New York State's going to be cracking down on speeders this week?
Well, how so? I mean, the cops are doing radar all the time. I don't know how much more they can do.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard it on the radio this morning that there was going to be a statewide crackdown on speeders, which seems... Why would you announce it, that it's going to happen so everybody slows down? But I guess maybe people don't listen to the news anymore. I don't know. I just heard it on the radio. That was their lead and only story on the radio that I listened to in the morning.
Well, I know about 3 or 4 sheriffs and a couple of state troopers, and the way they operate, I don't think that's good. I think that's just more of an announcement. Probably from Kathy to slow down. Which I don't know if too many people speed. Actually, I've run into more problems with people driving too slow and speeding. But the cops are busy doing domestic, answering other calls, chasing people, doing, all kinds of other different things. A lot of them tell me they don't have time to even set to do radar. They're so busy.
I can believe that. There's been on our street, there's a house that the Lancaster cops have been to numerous times, and there's always at least two, and because it usually involves a female, so there's a female cop and a male cop at least, and then a couple times there's been like 4 or 5 cop cars in across the street from us, and they've been there for a couple hours getting things straightened out. So, yeah, they're busy doing that. They're not enforcing the traffic laws. I mean, I don't know how many cops are on duty at any given time in Lancaster, but, I can understand that.
Well, we see. I don't have a lead foot, really, anyway. So I always do about just 5 over. That's all I do. I'm not really in too much of a hurry to go anywhere. I left this obviously to the fire hall, and I put my foot into it a little bit more, but, we'll see. I don't believe that one. That's more dirty news, I guess I call it. I hear you got your coax in. That's a good thing. Hopefully you can get a few more dB out of that antenna of yours. You can hear things a little bit clearer.
Yeah, I'm going to, one is I want to run it for the HF radio. I had thought about doing an NFET half wave in the attic, but then I got to thinking, what am I going to do for a counterpoise on that? So I'm going to still do some research on that, but I think I'm going to end up having to run a dipole in the attic.
Yeah, assuming you ordered enough, I was going to say, you could probably leave that, the one coax. I don't know if you got room. I don't know what you are doing underground, but, I don't know if you got room to run, keep that one coax that you already have buried underground and run, another line next to it, and, Maybe use that. Keep the 1 for the 2 meter for 41, and then you can run the RG-58 for the HF rig.
Yeah, the RG-58 would work for the HF rig. I actually was going to run the RG-213 for both. I know I have enough. I ordered 150 feet of it. So it shouldn't take that much to replace both of, to replace the one on the 2 meter antenna. I'm definitely have to upgrade the conduit coming into the house to handle the larger cable.
Oh, I didn't realize that that stuff's thicker. That's that much thicker to be. Wow, I thought that stuff was kind of similar to RG-58 as far as thickness, but you're saying it's thicker.
Oh yeah, significantly thicker.
Well, that's kind of good and bad. That should be better for signal loss, obviously. Always you say thicker the key coax, the better the signal. But is that going to... So I don't know if that will work with your connector. But that's... Because you get those crimpons. I don't know if that will work with those.
Yeah, I was telling Travis I'm going to have to order some new connectors for it.
Well, I'll be willing to do you a favor, and if you're going to the picnic this weekend, aren't you, this Friday? I got these soldable ones. I ordered a bag of 100 from Amazon. I'm not going to use all 100. I can spare you 2 or 3 or 4 if you wanted them. I'll bring them to the company picnic if you wanted it.
That would be awesome, Ross. Yes, I am filming to the company picnic on Friday. Actually bringing my Dodge over.
Yeah, so you said RG-213. I'll go online today and look at the thickness. The connectors I have should work. I think actually RG-58 is a little bit too small for you. But yeah, I should be able to fit that in there. I have to see how thick that coax is. But the ones I have should work.
I'll cut off a couple inches of the coax and bring it with me. That way we can check it and see. And if it looks like they're going to work, then I'll buy them off you. And then we'll go from there.
You don't have to buy them off me. I probably should have bought a bag of 100. I did the same thing for Ethernet. I was finding buying them in bulk was cheaper than the buying just individual connectors, but by the time I'm like, you know what, I'm never going to use all these up. So I'm like, well, I have them, so I guess I can distribute them out if I need you to.
I appreciate that, Ross. Yeah, sometimes buying in bulk is really good. I was thinking of just buying a bag of like 10. I was going to buy the solder ones, and that way, you know, I would probably end up using 4 of them, 2 for the HF rig and then 2 for this rig, and that would leave me like, 6 left in case I needed to do some repairs, and most likely I would probably screw up one end, and then I'd have to do another one, you know what I mean?
Yep, I know exactly what you mean. But it's that time again, Brandon. I got to get in there today. So, KD2 GDQ, KD2 PET 73. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day.
PET, this is KD2 GDQ 73 to you. Have a great day, and I will talk to you tomorrow. And we are clear of this channel.